Well, thank you for tuning in to the online service, what we call Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. And it is a time that we can come together and I can share my thoughts and also lift up your prayers and my prayers. But you know, we have a biblical mandate to encourage one another. I know you probably heard me say that so many times, but it is so true. Even in Ecclesiastes, where it says, two are better than one. When one falls down, the other there to pick us up. That's friendship. That's relationship. You know, marriage is a good relationship. God ordained marriage between a man and a woman. But he's also given us friends. Scriptures also say that God calls us friends. So when you're friends with God and you have a good friend, you can't go wrong, can you? Well, I wanted to take this particular part of Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers and about encouragement. We need to encourage. It is crazy out there in the world. And we don't know who to believe, what to believe, other than trusting in God. Jesus said, test the Spirit and make sure it's of me. And what he meant by that the Holy Spirit will always teach you about him, about his love, his grace, and all of the things that we are represented in a relationship with Christ. We are Christ's followers. So with that, we have some special things that the world don't have. The world don't have eternal life. We have eternal life as Jesus' followers. And that's good news. Now, the world could have it if they would accept him and repent, as it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, Christians, will humble themselves and repent. Oh, good news. God said, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins and heal their land. So it's available to all if they will only take time to experience a love relationship with Christ. But Jesus said we're in the world, not of the world, so we got to deal with all this worldly stuff. But what happens when strength fails? Oh yeah, we can be strong in the Lord, and we can be strong in the world. We can be strong physically and spiritually, but what happens when that strength fails? And we grow weary and discouraged, and we need somebody to come alongside and show us understanding. Someone who will come and cheer us up and inspire us to have the strength and the commitment that we need to keep on keeping on. Amen. When bills pile up and money runs short, we need an encourager. When we become a single parent of the world and it seems the world's against us as a single parent, we need an encourager. When friends or family turn against us, and oh yeah, unfortunately that happens, we need an encourager. Our strength and our resolve weakens. Oh, we pray for someone just to come beside us and lift us up and comfort us. Encouragers help us renew our commitment and renew our resolve, and they inspire us with hope and courage. Encouragers bring a beautiful gift. Often it's just a spiritual gift, but when they come, they bring renewal through encouragement, helping one another. And God's faithful too. I want to share in Philippians 1:6. And I am sure that God, who began a good work within you, will continue his work until it's finally finished on that day when Christ Jesus will come back again. He is coming back. You know why I know that? Because he told us he was coming back. And if you believe everything that Jesus taught, and you should, that's one that you can hang your hat on, because he truly is coming back. Now, we know that there's moments that happen in life when you feel like maybe sometimes your whole life has been wasted. Now, you might find this hard to believe, but I'm not always happy. I'm not always excited, and I don't always feel hope. There are times when I do not see change, things that happen in my life, things that I know should make me feel better, or a challenge is in front of me. It happens. You know, we all have those challenges. But I can tell you this, and Judy and I were doing it in our devotions this morning, on July the 26th, or July 26th, she said, July 26th? No, July 21st, 6 o'clock in the morning, that when I finally accepted Christ into my life and made Him Lord and Lord, that's the key, Lord and Savior. He is Lord and He is Savior. And when you accept that, something happened. Now, I still had all the challenges. I was still an alcoholic. I still had all kinds of challenges in my life. But little by little, the Holy Spirit ministered to me with other people, with the body of Christ, which we call the church. I was able to continue to overcome things and continue to be encouraged by people. Not only people in my local church, but other people. You know what was funny, though? After I changed my life around, one of my very best friends had worked for me for years, and we were tight. And he quit coming around. And I said, Billy, why don't you come around and see me anymore? He said, well, you're a different person. Yeah, I was. And I was glad he noticed it. But we pray for Billy. I haven't seen him or talked to him in years, but, you know, it's... one of those things that we have in life. Because I think every one of us feels sometimes like giving up and quitting. And do not get discouraged. Because I can tell you this, your best season is ahead. It says in that little book of Joel that what the locust destroyed, the Lord will return to you. That is a wonderful thing, because there's a lot of locusts in the world that given us heartache. Isn't that true? Amen. But since that, in July the 21st, 1986, I started in sharing and encouraging others as I had been encouraged. That's been a long time ago now. I think it's like 35 years. 1994, I answered my call to go into the ordained ministry or licensed ministry, whatever you want to call it. But it was a challenge for me because I didn't have a high school education. I had a good life. I never needed a high school education to make a good living. But, you know, I had challenges ahead of me. If I was going to answer my call to ministry, I had to get all these things behind me. So as I look back now, I can see how God worked everything to allow me to come to be where I am today. And not only encouraging other people because of my faith, but being able to understand my feelings and how they're created. We all have feelings, all of us. But our feelings are created and they can be handled if we focus. And what I mean by that, feelings can change as quickly as they enter. Feelings is something you don't want to depend on. But you can remind yourself that there are feelings, and you can change your feelings. Your feelings are not you. They are just feelings. So what you hear determines what you feel. Now, in the Christian world, we are decided that we can choose, and we can choose to magnify the Lord. But we can also do things to change our feelings through focus. We can change our feelings, as I mentioned last week, or maybe it was in church, through music, meditative music. We can change our feeling through praise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you can change your feelings by changing the people who are around you. Now, you don't want to be around a whole bunch of negative people, especially our day and time. But we need to be around people of like-mindedness. And that's why we go to church. Not everybody agrees on everything. Not everybody. But we're there to encourage one another in the faith. Think about this. Because nothing is ever as bad as it first appears. Jesus was on the cross for 3 days. Then the resurrection. And what you think is a loss in investment sometimes just turns out that it's not as bad as it first appeared. Bad times activate worthy relationships. Think about Jonathan when he met David in a crisis time. Think about Ruth as she met Boaz in a crisis in her life. Esther was recognized in a crisis moment. You see, bad times sometimes bring good people together. And we're in some bad times now, but look at all the wonderful people we have at Bethel. And we thank you for them as they come. And this little church is being supported both financially and spiritually. Think about this little church, the challenging times it's had. I love church history, and Phil does a good job of keeping church history at our forefront. But 1834 to now, if you go back and look at all the history of Bethel Methodist Church and then Bethel United Methodist Church when the church merged with the Evangelical United Brethren, you can see all the blessings and all the changes, and thank you for the faithful people that's been gone on before us. So don't fear. Don't lose faith. Don't challenge yourself in a way that you can't do something. Because quitting never improves your life. Never quit. Never quit. Quitting has no reward. And what you do is when you quit, you regret. You get shame. And you lose faith. Well, I'm just rambling this morning. But that's okay. We need to ramble because I want to tell you this. Everybody in the whole wide world that are humans walks through the wilderness of life. And everybody walks through the fire. And everybody goes through rough places, and you must see the endurance is a bridge. Endurance increases access. Endurance makes you a testimony of encouragement to others. Well, thank you for listening to the online service and this old preacher just moaning and groaning and grumbling. But the key thing is that Jesus, there's something about that name. Continue to encourage one another and continue to read your Bible and to continue to know that there's something much better ahead, eternal life. Well, we have so many people on the prayer list at church, and you can find them on the website. When you look up at the bulletin, you'll see down there prayer concerns. And we're trying to make sure that's accurate and up to date, but we'd love to hear from you. And there's just know that no matter what, we are in prayer. As the congregation at Bethel, we pray not only for all the people that we know, we pray for our country and we pray for the things and we pray, come quickly, Lord Jesus, because He is the only one that's going to straighten this mess out. Well, let's pray that as we close the Lord's Prayer that Jesus taught to His disciples. It's a model prayer for all of our prayers as we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you for listening to us online, and pray you have a wonderful day.